WPGW Sports presents Fort Recovery Indians Baseball. This coverage of Indians baseball brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear and the sports department of WPGW Radio. And now, Fort Recovery Indians baseball.
A big game in MAC baseball for Fort Recovery today. The Fort Recovery Indians are battling the Coldwater Cavaliers, Bob, and boy, this is for all the marbles, basically.
Yeah, it is, Rob. This is as big a game as we've played here in the league for, well, I mean, the last couple of years we've been right in the thick of things, and this is one where we control our own destiny, partner. And we got the Cavaliers today, and you know, we don't have to talk about how Cavaliers have had our number. You know, we got them a couple of years ago, but we haven't beat them at this place in our field since 1981. So we're looking to get one here today and take a step towards that MAC title.
Well, we hope so. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Eric Catterly, our studio producer, and again, Bob Stogler alongside us. Coldwater will be leading off, of course, being the visiting team. They'll be sending Austin Reithman. If I mispronounce any of these, you correct
me. Yes, sir.
Sam Broering and Jake Winning will be the first three batting here for the Cavaliers. Austin Reithman is a first baseman. Got their famous orange jerseys on today.
One of the losses that Coldwater has this year, Rob, is to the Jay County Patriots in a barn burner at Coldwater.
And who was the other one, too? Do you know?
St. Henry beat them 2-1, or 1-0, or 2-1.
That was their only conference loss.
They're 12-2.
There's one outside. Nick Twait's on the mound, and there's a lot of scouts here looking at him today.
There is. There's as many as seven we've seen with guns out, and I see the Yankees are here, so that's kind of a pretty cool deal, and let's hope Nick can rise to the challenge.
Here's the next pitch. Swing and a foul back. One ball, two strikes. The count remains to Austin Reithman. Cavaliers 10-2 on the year. Again, 5-1 in the conference. We are 14-4. And 5-1 in the conference. And 5-1 also for the St. Henry Redskins. Ooh, there's a
foul ball.
Oh, they said it hit him. Said it hit his hand. So hit by a pitch was
that part of his finger first, and the ball went in the Indian dugout. So I'm going to put a little stinger on him.
That'll bring up Sam Broering, the shortstop for Coldwater. Nice win the other night, 4-2. Got out to a 4-0 lead over Parkway, and then just kind of finished it out from there. There's a bunt, and it's foul.
Sam Broering, a terrific athlete for Coach Harleman. He was a quarterback on the football team, Rob, and he's just a good athlete, good baseball player, and he's our catalyst.
And you know, both coaches are thinking one run might win this thing, so they're going to be sacrificing when they have the opportunity this evening, that's for sure.
Great crowd on hand. Bleachers are full.
And we're having some technical issues with our feed from Fort Recovery for the ball game tonight.
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
Back here at Fort Recovery, sorry for the technical glitch, but we're back going again here. And Fort Recovery has the at-bat in the bottom of the first inning. Cade Wendell, our first batter, is up, and the Indians are trailing here by a score of 1-0. And again, Cade Wendell at the plate. We'll catch up on what happened in the top of the first to give Coldwater that first run. 2-2 count to Cade Wendell. Here's the pitch, swinging a foul at the plate. Outstanding pitcher for the Coldwater Cavaliers. I'll let you give the fans the scoop on Cole Frilling.
Well, he's a big, strong right-hander, and Indians know him from basketball season. He's about 6'4", commands the mound, Rob, and has a good fastball, great curveball, a lot like Nick, maybe not quite as fast as Nick. You know, the Indians, they can hit this kid, no doubt.
Foul at the plate, count remains 2-2. Okay, I'll let you review the top of the first inning for Coldwater.
Well, if you just joined us, Austin Reithman was hit by a pitch, and then he stole second and went to third on a pass ball, and then Nate Grundin with an RBI single to left in the four hole, and the Indians down 1-0. Nick comes back and strikes out Jack Mollenkamp to end the first, and it's 1-0. And Cade Wendell's up with the count full, trying to get on base.
And this, yeah, 3-2. That last pitch was oh so close, curveball. Frilling on the mound again for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Bottom of the first, Indians down 1-0. Oh, we watched that one go by, and it was a fastball on the inside corner. And there's strike three. Nice crowd on hand tonight, by the way. One away, and that'll bring up Will Holman. Well, Cade thought that was inside, but
yeah,
the umpire
back.
Didn't think so.
Good cutter, caught the inside part of the plate.
Here's Will Holman stepping in now for the Indians. And that hit him. Hit him on the back, even.
Yep. That was a curveball that got away from him. And, man, you talk about an inning like the. Let's see if we can get him stole. And see if we can manufacture a run to tie this baby up.
Cade Wendell, Will Holman, the top two career statistics guys in stolen bases in Fort Recovery baseball history. And you got them batting back-to-back. Right now, Cade Wendell's in the lead, and Will Holman is just a few stolen bases behind him. So Will Holman on the first place, first base bag with one out here in the bottom of the first. And our next batter is Nick Twaits. Again, a lot of scouts here to see him today from the major leagues, getting a lot of looks. There's one that misses, must have been low for a ball.
He's been swinging a hot bat, too, as Robin, as well. And Nick's a heck of an athlete, and he's been hitting the ball well, like we said. And he'll have to hit it tonight for us to have a chance to win this ball game, I think.
Twaits hitting .273 on the year. Here's the throw over, and back safely is Will Holman. I'm Rob Weaver with Bob Stogler. Eric Catterly is our studio producer. Mac Baseball from Fort Recovery this afternoon.
So would you say that our technical difficulties, our glitches, has something to do with how we shut the equipment down on Tuesday night?
I wouldn't say that. Here's a throw down to second, and he's safe. A stolen base for Will Holman, another one.
Yeah, throw a little high. I think it beat him, but he slid under it, and he's with a run scoring position.
So Will Holman gives us a chance to tie the game up here early. Nick Twaits again at the plate, a 1-1 count to him. Again, Cole Frilling on the mound for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Welcome to you Coldwater fans who might be listening in this afternoon as well. Here's a call, strike two, 1-2. Have exclusive radio coverage of the Fort Recovery Coldwater game today here.
Yeah, can't beat that. There's a lot of people here. I know that. Biggest crowd we've ever had at a baseball game.
You think so?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. 2-2. Coldwater has the following on the fielding positions. Mitch Niekamp is at first base. Down at second base is Jake Winning. Shortstop is Sam Broering. Over at third base for the Cavaliers is Nate Grundon. Out in left field is Brad Gear.
Yes.
Strike three as Nick Twaits watched that one go by. Out in center field for the Cavaliers this afternoon, Jack Mollenkamp over in right field. It is. He's missing in action there, the right fielder.
Right fielder is.
Behind the plate is Jake Hardings, and on the mound again is Cole Frilling.
I didn't write his name down, did I?
There's a call strike. I don't see him on there.
I'll get him right here.
There's nine spots filled, though.
Yeah. DH. Mitch Niekamp. Do I have him down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got him down as... Oh, okay. Austin Reithman is at first base, not Mitch Niekamp. So now we got to straighten out there. Our batter here is Ben Holman. He's hitting .315. He's got a chance to tie the game. Two outs here. 2-0-2 count, though. He has Frilling in command here against... Ben Holman, here's the next pitch. Will Holman is at second base for the Indians. Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. 1-2 to Ben Holman. Reese Rogers is on deck. Hopefully we'll get to see him. That would be a good thing for Fort Recovery. Rogers got the save the other night. Here's a pop-up.
Trouble.
And center fielder is going to get it. He does. And that's the out. Jack Ballenkamp hauling that in out in center field for the final out of the inning. So it's no runs on no hits. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. Mr. Will Homan was left at second base. We're at the end of one. The score, it's Fort Recovery trailing the Coldwater Cavaliers 1-0.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we move to the top of the second inning as Coldwater comes to bat leading 1-0. Nick Tweets on the mound. His first pitch is a little wild for ball one to the batter here, who's for Coldwater, Alex Worms, the designated hitter. That's outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Nick Tweets in his senior season. You've got the pitching stats for him over there, don't you?
I do have the pitching stats. He's 2-1 on the season. He struck out 45.
Bunt attempt is fouled back here.
And his ERA is .08. So that's not giving up. He struck out 45, walked 8. So impressive numbers, Rob.
Oh, yeah. We knew it would be.
His opening loss was at Worthington Kilbourne in a game that he gave up no earned runs, but Indians got beat.
Here's the next pitch by Nick Tweets. Swing and a miss on a fastball. I'd like to see the gun on that one. 2-2.
He's got to settle down a little bit. A little wild starting out. Let's settle into that groove.
Nobody on, nobody out here. Top of the second. Had a little hesitation there in his delivery that time.
He does it every once in a while. Throws a little Louis Tion at him. I mean, you're the only two who know who Louis Tion is.
No, I know who Louis Tion is.
I mean, you're the only two.
There's strike three on the outside corner as Alex Worms goes down looking.
Looking.
He went down looking. Here's Brad Greer. I think it's Geyer.
I think it's Geyer.
Geyer, okay.
Well, it depends who you ask. It's like 10 and Thien?
Yeah.
Same deal.
It said Geyer on the PA, so we'll go with Geyer. Brad Geyer, the left fielder, the batter. There's a call strike. That's a nice pitch. No balls, one strike to the batter, Brad Geyer, the left fielder.
I mowed my yard today, partner. It's got her looking good, too.
It's that time of the year. There's a ball high.
Not a cloud in the sky, a little breeze.
It's a beautiful day for baseball. Jay County is playing at Adams Central this evening.
What time they start?
They start at 5 o'clock, too. There's a swing and a miss. So it's one ball, two strikes. That was a fast one humming in there. Here's the next pitch from Nick Tweets. That one's popped up, and it's behind the plate. Cody Shinneberry is under it, and he makes the play for the out. Cody Shinneberry hauls that one in, and Brad Geyer is retired.
It was a moonshot.
It was. 2-0.
The catcher, Jacob Harding.
Here's Jake Hardings, the catcher for Coldwater. Wears number 20 on his uniform. Bats from the right side. A lot of interest in this game today, and we're interested also in the St. Henry game. Who are they playing?
St. Henry Versailles. Another should be a good one over there at St. Henry.
It's inside for a ball.
Dan Smith just texted in, said you guys are sounding great tonight, and my yard looked terrific when he drove by. So thank you, Smitty.
It's because he tuned in late. He didn't hear our technical issues early. That misses for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. It is a beautiful afternoon, and no game tomorrow for a switch because it's prom night.
Prom night. You guys covering the prom? You guys do that?
No, we don't. We just announced who the prom candidates are. I should have brought that list with me. So there's a call strike. And then, of course, we'll announce the winner of the King and Queen.
When's the Jay County prom?
It was last weekend, okay. So it's over and done with. Here comes the next pitch from Nick Twaits. There's a ball high.
Well, it won't be long, partner, until you'll have the old scholarship show on. We got about 4 weeks of school left?
Just about. Not much. There's a swing and a ground ball. Joe Homan makes the play at second. Those to Reese Rogers at first, and there's the out. And Jake Hardings is retired 4-3 for the third out of the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Twaits. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We are at the middle of the second inning. Fort Recovery trailing the Coldwater Cavaliers 1-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, back here at Fort Recovery, we move to the bottom of the second inning. The Indians will send up Reese Rogers, Cody Schindeberry, and Joe Homan. Homan is hitting for Cassius Metzger, who's playing right field tonight. And again, outstanding pitcher for Coldwater is Cole Frilling, and he has a 1-0 lead. As, Nick Twaits kind of contributed to the run as he hit Austin Reithman to start the game, and Reithman ended up scoring in the inning. Otherwise, I think it would be nothing right now. Well, I think I don't know why what's taking them so long warming up here, but we're still warming up. What's the problem?
All the out. The catcher make the last out, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, he did. That could have contributed to that. So here's Reese Rogers stepping in now for Fort Recovery. Reese is hitting .294, playing first base today. He also, of course, pitches for the Indians.
Reese batting .294, Rob, and that average has been going up and up.
It has been. He has had an outstanding bat this spring. And it's understandable why the batting averages got off to a cold start with the cold weather we had. There's a beautiful curveball, call strike from Frilling. Makes the count 1-1 to Reese Rogers. Indians just need a run to get back even. That's the goal right now. Get that one run, get back even. curveball. Ooh, that was a dandy, but it missed.
Boy, that is a nice curveball.
That was close. Two balls and one strike. Rogers bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Another curveball, and that misses outside also.
He's consistent, same pitch.
That was almost identical. Might have been just a tad less velocity there. 3-1 count now to Reese Rogers. We need base runners anyway, Reese. Here comes the next pitch. Fastball is swung on and fouled off to the left side. That was going to be called strike anyway.
Chelsea Rogers sent me the prom court, God love her.
Well, way to go, Chelsea.
She's all over that, ain't she? I think she might be in charge of it. We'll announce that throughout the game today. Congratulations to all the kids on the prom court.
A curveball, ball four. Wow, that was close.
Had to be low because it was right over the heart of the plate.
Ball four, Reese Rogers walks. I think one or two of the baseball kids are on the are king candidates.
Cassius Metzger, I know, is one of them.
I think Cade Wendell is, too.
You're on your game. I'll tell you that.
I just remember seeing his name on there. Is that it, those two?
Curtis Groovy, Kyle Timmerman, Andrew Stalker are the boys. Kyle Wendell and Claire Metzger, Sydney Dews, Lily Workamp, and Natalie Potcutter. Pretty good crew right there.
I heard Andrew might not play any college sports, which kind of disappoints me. He is an outstanding football player. But, hey, you know, life's too short not to do what you want to do.
Absolutely.
And if he doesn't want to do college, why, you know.
Yeah. That's he's some decision. High school football player.
Here's a bunt.
Oh, that could be a hit.
Oh, nice play by Frilling, and he got him at first. I didn't think he was going to be able to pick that up, but he did. And so the sacrifice works, but it almost was runners at first and second as Cody Shinneberry hits one between the pitcher and the third baseman, and Frilling off the mound picks it up and fires down to his first baseman to retire. It's Austin Reithman down there to retire Cody Shinneberry.
Look at this, Rob. There's no money. She comes to the game. It doesn't make any sense. Just
because she knows there's a call strike. Beautiful curveball. She knows where the money is. Joe Homan's in there now for the Indians. Bats from the right side, and the first pitch is a call strike on a curveball. He likes to throw that curveball today.
Yes, he does.
Next one, there's a swing and one to the shortstop. Makes the play. Here's the throw to first. There's the out. And the runner does advance to third in Reese Rogers. So that went 6-3. Joe Homan is retired for the second out. And moving to third base was Reese Rogers. So we need some kind of a hit here off the bat of Ethan Shane.
Come on, Shaney.
Ethan playing left field today. This is outside for a ball. That was way outside.
Nice play by the catch.
Once again, your pitcher for Coldwater, Cole Frilling, on the mound. Batter Ethan Shane. Two outs here. Runner at third base. That's a ball. Two balls and no strikes. And Coldwater calls time. They want to talk it over. As the catcher for the Cavaliers goes out, Jake Hardings goes out to talk with Cole Frilling. Very brief conversation. Hardings went out and said, come on, Cole, get it across. That's about it.
That's about all you can say.
Ethan Shane again, the batter here for Fort Recovery. Here comes the pitch, and that misses for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Well, if he can get a base on balls, that'll bring up Riley Post.
Yeah, I think he'll take one, maybe even two pitches here. Wouldn't surprise me in one bit. We'll take Riley up. Riley's swinging a hot bat. Nine hole.
Ball four. Fastball high. Runners at first and third with two out. As Ethan Shane draws a base on balls. Yep. Hey, you never know. Riley Post, and I bet you he's going to be looking. What do you think?
I think so, too. Shaney's got good wheels at first.
All of a sudden, Cole Frilling having problems getting the ball across the plate here. Pretty good lead there for Ethan Shane at first. Here comes the pitch. Shane stays, and there's a call strike.
Indian Stratton, first two innings. Let's get a big hit here, partner.
Riley Posey's done a nice job at third base for Fort Recovery this year. Reese Rogers at third, steps off the bag. Strike two. That was a curveball that went right across the plate. So now Riley's in trouble here with an 0-2 count. Come on, Riley, be a star. Here comes the next pitch. That's outside for a ball. Runner's going. He's down there at second base. So we have runners at second and third with two out. 1-2 count to the batter, Riley Post. Big pitch here. Cole Frilling gets his sign from his catcher, Jake Hardings. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a little looper out in front. They got him.
Oh, it gets away.
Oh, the base runner hit the first baseman's mitt, and now we got, what are we going to call here? What happened there? Riley Post hit the arm of the first baseman as he caught the ball, and the ball popped loose.
The umpires are going to meet.
They're going to meet and discuss it. Coldwater's going to think that's an out. And if it's not an out, we have tied the game up. So this is a big call right here. The umpires are conferring about what to do.
And he's allowed to score. Indians are going to take a 2-1 lead, Rob. And now Harley's going to the mound. And he's not happy with the umpires.
Okay, so Reese Rogers came in on the play, and then Ethan Shane was at third base from second, and they say because the ball apparently went out of the playing field after the first baseman lost it, that allowed Ethan Shane to score from third to make it 2-1. Wow, what a big at bat for Riley Post.
Two Indians are ahead 2-1 and have not got a hit yet.
So what are you going to rule that?
That's a K with the error on the throw. It's got to be. It's got to be error on the throw.
Was it a strikeout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So E2 then. I thought he had hit the ball in front of the plate.
Yeah. Now Harley wants to meet with the umpires again. Time is called.
Well, we have timeout on the field. Fort Recovery, we think, has taken a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the second. We'll be back in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Conference is over with here. So what happened a moment ago? Riley Post had a two-strike count on him. He swung and missed, but the ball hit the plate and bounced out in front of the plate, so the catcher, Hardings, had to pick it up and throw to first to beat Riley Post to first base. And as we say, it looked like Post and the first baseman kind of collided there, and the ball got knocked out of the first baseman's mitt. That allowed Reese Rogers to score, and Ethan Shane scoring also from second base. There's a curveball outside for a ball.
And now with Riley Post at second, Rob, and Cade wound up a base hit now, and he needs to get a pair of crooked number up. We need a base hit right here. Come on, 14.
Hey, there you go. The bottom of the order gets you the two runs. How about that? Two outs. There's a
swing,
a base hit to right. That should score another run. They're going to send him. It's going to be close. And he is going to be out. As Riley Post tried to leap over the catcher, but Harding's able to tag him before he got to the plate, and that retires the side.
That was a great play by everybody involved right there.
So
wow.
give Cade Wendell a single on the play, and Riley Post is retired as he has gunned down, I think that went from 7-2 for the out. And the second inning is finally over, but we end up with two runs in the inning on a total of one base hit. There was one error, and that was a big one, allowed two runs to score. And we had one runner left on base. We are at the end of two now. It's the Indians leading Coldwater 2-1.
PG, look at these new shoes. Feel how light they are. I can run for miles in these.
Make sure you tie them up good before you go running.
No problem.
Beep, beep. Hey, runner, look out where you're going.
Drivers, runners, bikers, walkers, spring is finally here, and many people will be trying out their new shoes, so be careful. Watch out for each other and enjoy today. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Beep, beep.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there.
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Fort Recovery, Dandy Mack game going on. It's 2-1, Indians leading Coldwater here as we move to the top of the third inning. And coming up for the Coldwater Cavaliers is going to be the pitcher, Cole Frilling, his first at-bat of the day.
That was some inning right there, wasn't it?
That was. That was a freaky way to score two runs, but it happened. And there is a score two runs on a strikeout. It's high for a ball. Nick Twaits on the mound for the Indians, going against his opponent, Cole Frilling, posing pitcher for Coldwater. Call strike. Who's up in today, do you know?
Damon Converman is at the bases, and we've had this guy behind the plate. Spencey will come up and tell us who it is.
Here's a call strike. One ball, two strikes. We'll be back here on Tuesday of next week on the radio doing the Minster Fort Recovery game. There's a swing and a fly ball down the right side. The right fielder goes over and makes the play for the Fort Recovery Indians. That's Cassius Metzger.
Ethan Shane.
Oh, it's Ethan Shane?
Yeah, now it is. Cassius is in left.
Okay, so they must have they switched spots.
In the lineup, they were that way, but maybe they decide to switch.
Okay. I'm just going down by what my numbers are on my book here.
Who wrote them numbers down?
So we have one out. Top of the third. Indians leading 2-1 over the Coldwater Cavaliers. Your batter now is Austin Reithman. He got hit by a pitch and scored the run in the first inning for Coldwater. Here he swings and bounces back. He stole second base and came in on a single by Nate Grundon to, at the time, give Coldwater a 1-0 lead, which we were kind of wondering, is that going to hold up? Because we know these two pitchers are both fantastic pitchers. Nick Twaits for Fort Recovery, Cole Frilling for Coldwater on the mound today.
Rob, if you get a chance, take a drive back to the swim pool park and look at the improvements that are going on back there. Man, we're awful proud of what's going on in our park system.
Here's a bounding ball right back to Nick Twaits. Throws, and there's the out. Over to Reese Rogers.
Right now we're in the midst of building tennis courts. We have our new building coming on for all-purpose building. And we just got the walking path, and it's just a great park, and we're just awful proud of it here in Fort Recovery.
It is a very, very nice facility. The shelter house, how's it coming along?
Shelter house is coming good. We'll get swim pool, and we'll get the tennis courts first. And if you go back there, there's a lot of people working every day back there. And then hopefully we'll have this building started by the end of the summer, by springtime, or by fall. We might be able to be in it. Probably not till next year, though.
Ooh, got him. Nick Twaits is questioning that.
Twaits, he thought he leaned into it a little bit. It was a curveball. And Nick's just asking the umpire.
He said Sam Brohring was hit by the pitch. And I think I know who's going to win this discussion. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. This will bring up Jake Winning. Jake hit a pop-up to the third baseman, Riley Post, for an out back in the first inning. Here's a ground ball.
Get over there, Reese.
Picked up by Reese Rogers. Scoops it over to Nick Twaits, and there's the out.
Nice job.
3-1 for the out. As Jake Winning is retired, it's no runs on no hits. There were no errors. And one runner was left on base, Sam Brohring, who was hit by a pitch. We're at the middle of the third inning. The score, Fort Recovery leading the Coldwater Cavaliers 2-1.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenboller, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, and the CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. And you can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you have had shingles, receive Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Fort Recovery, again, thanks to you and Dave for taking over when I had to leave early the other night.
Historical meeting, how'd that thing go?
Went very well.
Good, good. Got any grants or anything we're putting in for over there?
Oh, not at the moment, I don't think so, but there's probably some down the road.
Yeah.
Always looking for money, you know.
Absolutely.
That's why your park is so nice. You got some funds to help you there.
Yeah, and Aaron Miner does an unbelievable job for us. Our village auditor and solicitor. What's her title?
Grant administrator.
There you go. I knew it was something.
You have to, you know, you got the money's out there. You just got to look for it.
Yeah. Let's get a couple here. What do you think? 2, 3, 4?
If you don't apply for it, somebody else is going to apply for it.
Somebody's getting it.
Yeah, we got some good bats here. Will Homan, Nick Twaits, and Ben Homan are coming up. 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup for the Indians here. That's a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Will Homan. Will walked last time up and stole a base. Ended up being stranded at second base in the first inning. Ooh, that's inside for ball three.
Tournament draws this Sunday.
It is.
Yeah. Tournament draw this Sunday, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
I expect us to have a home game to start out with no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what happens in this game, but I know if we win this game, we're definitely going to have a home game.
They had to have the records turned in by yesterday, but the actual draw is Sunday, so.
Okay.
They do a little different over here.
Ball four. Well, that'll probably mean the Indians will only have to play one game to win a sectional.
Yes.
And then they'll move on to the district. Which I think the district is like the week of May the 21st or something like that.
I think I also read where the district and the regionals are all at Elida.
Are they?
Yeah, I think it is. So they have a great facility up there. So, and it's not too far drive.
Will Homan at first, and he draws the throw from Cole Frilling.
Sorry about your Pacers last night, partner.
Yeah, I know you were crying when LeBron hit that shot. I knew it was going to happen. I could just about told you that was going to happen before it happened.
I almost texted you, and I didn't know if you'd still be awake or not.
Oh, yeah, I was awake. Saw every moment of it. I almost turned it off in the third quarter. I said, I'm tired of watching this. The Pacers are playing like crap. They're going to get beat again. And they did get beat again, but they did come back very nicely in the fourth quarter.
Sabonis was tremendous.
Yeah, the guy that's letting them down is Victor Oladipo. As far as his shooting goes, he's doing other things,
right.
But his shooting has just been so horrible. 2 of 15 last night. Which, I mean, I'm giving credit to the Cavaliers. They've used some defensive tactics on him to get him frustrated. And you start thinking that, you know, I'm going to miss that shot. You're going to miss the shot.
Yep. Time's called here. The catcher runs out, talk to his.
So game six is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and we'll have the game for you on the radio. If you'd like to listen in if you're away from a television set. Cole Frilling on the mound. The batter's Nick Twaits. He hits a smash to the shortstop, and he can't play it, and it goes out into shallow left field. And
how about that base runner, Will Homan?
Third, Will Homan. He was going to be a dead duck, but the ball popped loose on the third baseman for the Coldwater Cavaliers, Nate Grundon. And Will Homan is safe at third, and advancing on the throw was Nick Twaits. I'm going to have to give him a base hit on that.
Absolutely.
That was a hard hit ball.
It was. It was a short hopper. And the great thing about that, Rob, was Will could see the ball the whole time. And he never even slowed down. He took off for third. And I agree, a good throw, he's out. But, you know, you got to make them feel that they got to make the plays. And that's what the Indians are doing. And second and third, nobody out. Come on, Benny.
So Cole Frilling now in trouble here. Runners at second and third with no one out. And as you say, Ben Homan at the plate. Last time up, he flied out to center field for the third out of the inning.
They are in at every place here for Cavaliers. They're going to go home on a ground ball, try to knock Will off.
Boy, another run would be really nice here for Fort Recovery, giving him an insurance run. The call strike. You said you got some kind of indication on Twaitsy, what velocity he was throwing at?
Yeah, and I got a text that said that they've gunned him at 93 and 94. Topped out at 94. So he's bringing the heat tonight.
For recovery batting here in the bottom of the third, they lead 2-1. A chance to pump that lead up to maybe 4-1 with nobody out and runners at second and third. Still some good bats coming up here in the inning. There's a check swing, but it calls strike, and he is out. So Ben Homan strikes out for the first out. And again, let's give credit to the bottom of the order for Fort Recovery. They created those two runs in the last inning.
Well, you got to walk Reese here if you're Coldwater, don't you?
First baseman, Reese Rogers.
Reese Rogers steps up.
Don't look like they're going
to. From the left side. First base is open. One out.
Come on, Doug.
Here's the pitch from Frilling. Check swing. It's a ball. Well, it would set up a double play, that's for sure. Which they need a double play.
I think catcher's looking at Doug. No, they're
still going to pitch to him.
Yep.
Cole Frilling pitching to his catcher, Jake Hardings.
Reese with 13 RBIs on season. I'd like to see that number go to 15. What do you think, partner?
Reese, a good clutch hitter. He can hit that ball. Again, Coldwater losing to Jay County. I think it was maybe 5-1,
yep.
Something like that. No, that's not right. I can't remember the score.
I think it was 9-8 or something like that. It's a high score.
That'd be right. Right up the middle, and Frilling makes a great play. He goes to first for the out. The first baseman drops the ball, but he is out. But going to score on the play was the Indians, Will Homan. So give Reese Rogers an RBI. That went from 1-3 for the out.
Yeah, he hit it right on the button, right at the pitcher. The pitcher looked Will back, but as soon as he fired it to first, Will broke Homan. And during the transfer from the glove to the hand, first baseman dropped the ball. Indians take a 3-1 lead. Nice job, Reese Rogers. Nice job, Will Homan.
Twaits now down to third base. And there are two outs now. Indians have scored an insurance run to make it 3-1. There's a call strike. Your batter now is the catcher for Fort Recovery, Cody Shinneberry. He had a sacrifice bunt back in the second inning to set up one of the runs. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That's a fastball that he couldn't catch up with. We're coming to you tonight from Fort Recovery, a big MAC game. There are two huge games tonight in the MAC. Versailles and St. Henry is the other one. And this one is Coldwater and Fort Recovery. Three teams tied for the top spot. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cody Shinneberry is retired. Three teams tied for the top spot, St. Henry, Fort Recovery, and Coldwater, all 5-1 in the league coming into action tonight. So the Indians end up with one run on one base hit. There were no errors. And we had one runner left on base. We are at the end of three. It's Fort Recovery leading Coldwater 3-1.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, we move to the top of the fourth inning. It's great living out in the country, I'll tell you. Got a nest of raccoons down in my yard.
How's the smell?
Well, it's okay so far.
Okay, all right.
Got a couple of groundhogs roaming around. Got some deer. Once in a while, I'll see a coyote out there.
You gotta love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I really do, but... And, of course, plenty of squirrels. Squirrels seem to be quite abundant.
A lot of squirrels? Are you a hunter? You ever shoot?
No, I'm not. My wife would throw me out if I shot one of our squirrels.
My wife's nuts, too. She feeds everything. We like in our awnings, she'll put little places so the sparrows can come in. Oh, drives me crazy. But I've been married 29 years. What are you going to do?
Nick Twaits on the mound for the Indians. We move to the top of the fourth, swinging a foul back. Strike one to the batter for the Cavaliers here. And leading off for Coldwater is the guy who drove in their only run so far, Nate Grundon. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. 1-for-1 for Nate. Curveball. Strike two. That's a dandy.
Boy, settled in here, ain't he?
I don't know if you count that since the run scored was hit by a pitch. Do you count that as an earned run or an unearned run?
Where were you at here? Which one?
The first run for Coldwater. The only run for Coldwater.
Yeah, that would have been an unearned run, right?
Well, I don't know. The batter got on hit by a pitch.
Yeah, but he went to third on a passed ball.
That's correct.
So he wouldn't have.
Two balls, two strikes to the batter. Once again, your cleanup guy, Nate Grundon, for Coldwater. Here's the pitch. Got him looking. Strike three. Inside corner. Nate wasn't too happy about that.
No, I think he thought that was a little inside. Broke right across the inside part of the plate. Blue rings him up. One out here in the top of the fourth.
Here's Jack Mollenkamp, the center fielder. Jack struck out back in the first inning against Nick Twaits. Twaits is a right-handed pitcher. He's already got his scholarship wrapped up to Kent State University. And we've got Major League scouts looking at him tonight and many other times throughout the season.
And he's just a great kid, man. You root for him. I mean, he's just a class kid, coming from a class family.
Swinging a foul off the right side.
I'd love nothing more than to see him get us a MAC title and a state championship. I mean, I'm not asking for much. But you look out the old right field sign, state final four in 2016, 2015, 1953. Indians program, Rob, is really, you know, and it's a number of things have happened for our baseball program to get to where it is now. And our younger levels is just loaded. And it's a lot of credit goes to a lot of people. But the Friso, the younger program to get the kids involved. And we're just proud of our baseball program here right now in Fort Recovery. And let's get a win here.
Well, and the winning breeds winning. And those younger kids see these kids winning at going to the state finals and so forth. I don't know whether he called a ball there on Nick Twaits without a pitch or not.
Yeah, I don't know if that hesitation, if Harley, because Harley come out and said something to the umpire, wanted to make sure that, I don't know. I mean, I'm not smart enough at baseball. You know, guys, Brandon Rogers and Chuck Hutz are guys that are listening. They'll shoot me a text and tell me what it is. But I don't know if he went to his mouth or something. I don't know.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Your batter, Jack Mullenkamp, center fielder for these Coldwater Cavaliers. Cavs have a 5-1 conference record. Their only loss to St. Henry. Here's the next pitch. This is outside on a fastball. Outside and low. Well, the Reds lost again today.
Yeah, tied it, got down early and come back and tied it up, but the bullpen couldn't hold them. And Votto homered for the third straight game.
But he's starting to go now. We need him.
Base on balls.
Ball four to Jack Mullenkamp, so he goes down to first.
Twitchy's a little fired up. I think he's a little upset over what happened there, and I think Jerry's going to maybe go out and talk to him, calm him down a little bit. Come on, kid, throw strikes.
Alex Worms, the DH. He's hitting for Mitch Niekamp, the right fielder.
Worms, he's a great kid, Rob. He's always smiling. I see him a lot. He plays on the golf team. He plays on the basketball team, and he's real well-known over here by the Fort Recovery kids and just an all-around good stick.
On the corner for a call strike. Nice pitch by Nick Twaits. Outside corner. Left-handed batter is Alex Worms. Throw to first base, and he's back safely.
Our girls are playing Jay County Saturday.
They are.
A softball game.
No baseball, though, right?
No, no.
I thought that was kind of interesting. The prom's Friday, so they're not scheduling baseball Saturday, but they're making the girls go play. There's a call strike.
Yeah, I think it was one of the deals where they asked the girls if they wanted to play, and the plan, our coach now is the girl from Jay County.
E.J. Steven?
Yeah. The kids, you know, they really appreciate the job E.J.'s did, and when they said they had a chance to play Jay County, and let's do it for the coach. So I think it'll be a fun game, and I think we're going to do it on Fort Recovery Radio Saturday at 1 o'clock.
There's a swing and a miss, strike three. And we've got the baseball teams playing at the same time, yeah. So we're going to be doing the baseball game. But, 1 o'clock Saturday, Jay County hosting Fort Recovery in softball. Two away, two strikeouts. By the way, he has two, three, four, five strikeouts on the day for Nick so far. Runner's going. Here's a throw down. And nope, he decides not to throw. Probably a wise decision.
Okay, bobbled it.
So Jack Mullenkamp ends up on second base. Again, your batter here is Brad Geyer, who popped up to the catcher, Cody Shinneberry, in foul territory behind the plate last time up.
JV boys are ahead 2-1, Rob, after four innings over at Coldwater. The girls are behind 4-2 playing Coldwater softball.
Swing and a foul back. And again, the weather looks great for Saturday. Sunny skies. Next week looks fantastic.
It does.
Should have no problem finishing up the MAC schedule. Tuesday with Minster and Thursday with New Knoxville.
Who's Patriots got tonight?
They are playing Adams Central, which is a conference game for Jay County now.
Is that at?
At AC, yep.
AC.
So what are we doing?
Adam Central, Monroe?
Yes, Monroe.
Yeah.
You probably got a few turkey houses up there.
Absolutely, yeah. We got them all over the place. But
Well, we'll see. Patriots, again, have been playing pretty good baseball lately. They just haven't played enough games. They've only played seven games. And have played enough games to get in the groove, you know?
Yep.
Fort Recovery's played 18 games.
A couple of them mean you're shaking our head on. Like about eight of them.
Yeah. As they swing and they foul back. Lucky to get that Dayton game in. That probably should have been called. But they were patient about waiting that one out.
Did you get in the doghouse after that one, getting home a little late?
No.
You married the nicest woman, probably in Indiana.
She was doing something else. I can't even remember what it was now.
Come on, Nick.
Swing and a miss. Got by Shinneberry. He goes to first. There's the out.
Good job, Cody.
Good job by Cody because he took his time, gunned it down there to Reese Rogers, and got the out after the strikeout. So rule that as a strikeout for Brad Guyer. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for Coldwater. We are at the middle of the fourth inning. It's Fort Recovery 3 and Coldwater 1.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
By the way, that was a fantastic commercial. I think you ought to be in radio.
That was my one and only commercial I've done.
That's a good job.
I got a text here from a kid, Rob, that me and you both root for, and it's Perry Hall. And
oh, yeah.
He's out in California, and he's listening, and he says, boys, I like the score, and I like listening to stuff back home. And Perry's just an all-around great kid.
He is indeed.
He helped out in the studio, didn't he, every once in a while? Or was he? Did he help you guys out? Or no, commercial review he did some stuff for.
Yeah. He did some of his artwork. I don't know. He might have done some other stories, too. I don't know. And he's a swimmer. We like that. My family's a swim family.
Absolutely. And that's what brought me and you close together. I've always been a good swimmer. In the day.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
My wife might have taught you swim lessons. Who knows?
I can't swim a lick.
Oh, you can't?
I'm scared of water. Scared of water, guns. I don't. Come on, Joe.
Here we go with the first pitch for Cole Frilling against Joe Homan. Call strike. Yeah, I'm proud to say my son swam in college for Wabash College in his college days. Did quite well.
Your wife coached the swim team for what?
No, that was her sister that actually coached the swim team. But my wife was a lifeguard for many years. Worked with some of the old Fort Recovery boys. Yeah. Back in the day, as a lifeguard there at the Portland pool when there was no Fort Recovery pool. Here's a swing and a ground ball right side, picked up by the first baseman. Here's the throw to Frilling. He got it, and there's the out.
Nice job by Frilling getting over cover first base. Got a high throw. Brought it in. One out.
So Joe Homan is retired 3-1. That brings up Ethan Shane.
For recovery. Outfielder Ethan Shane.
Yeah, she could probably tell you some stories about some of those Fort Recovery boys who she worked with over there as lifeguards or helped or taught them swim lessons back in the day. That's high for a ball.
Boy, you guys got a beautiful pool over there right now, don't you? They did that right.
It was a nice community and city effort. That's the way to do it. It gives the community some pride in what they do. And you guys know that
absolutely,
over here.
Absolutely.
Here's a pop-up. Shallow right field, and the second baseman goes back to make the play. Ethan Shane is retired.
You know, being on the park board, that's a tough one for us because St. Henry builds a new pool. You guys have as nice a pool as there is, you know, anywhere around. And what do we do? You know, ours is old. It's aging. It's got problems. And I just don't know if we can afford to do anything,
you
know. I
was going to say, it ain't cheap, I can tell you that. So St. Henry finally got theirs, huh?
Yeah.
I know they had some struggles on that, getting the funding for it. This is inside for a ball to our next batter, who was kind of the star of the game, Riley Post. Riley at the plate and struck out and ended up getting on at first base after he bumped into the first baseman as the first baseman was catching the throw from Harding as the catcher, and the ball popped loose and ended up going out of play.
Yeah, huge break, boy. Just changed the whole dynamics of this ball game, now we got our pitchers settled in, and he's leading 3-1 here, bottom of inning four.
Three to one, Indians on top, and there's a ball three. 3-1. Boy, Frilling's having trouble here with Riley.
Hannah Kanacki just hit a two-run home run, and the girls tied up Coldwater 4-4. That a girl, Hannah.
Oh, my. Ball four. I don't know about that one. Base on balls for Riley Post. Bring up Cade Wendell. Cade's 1-for-2. He struck out in the first and singled in the second inning.
On a play that they threw Willie at. Oh, no, was it Willie or Riley? Riley on at the plate.
Here comes the pitch. Call strike.
I think you send Riley here. If you throw him out and stealing, you got to top the order up the next inning. I look for Jerry to be aggressive here with Riley. And then, you could hit and run with Cade and get the two-out bingo going.
One strike here, no balls, one strike. Throw over to first base and back safely is Riley Post.
Coach Philly was texting us today, nervous wreck down there at first base. Said, boys, they ain't getting very big leads tonight. We got two of them picked off Tuesday night. he's a great guy and does a heck of a job coaching first base for the Indians.
A little pop up and the third baseman races over, makes the play. Nice job there. Cade Wendell is retired, popping up in foul territory to the third baseman for the Coldwater Cavaliers, Nate Grundon. And that ends the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on no hits. There were no errors. One runner left on base when Riley Post walked. We are at the end of four. Indians leading Coldwater 3-1.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
You trust so much to your banker. So isn't it strange that most of the communication you have with them is in form letters and computer statements? At the St. Henry Bank, we have a revolutionary tool that promotes even stronger friendships. It's called a conversation. Stop by and speak with any of us. You'll appreciate the difference.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Okay, we move to the top of the fifth inning for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Coming up for the Cavs here in this inning, we have number 2, 3, and 4. We have number 7. 8, 9, and 1 coming up. Jake Hardings, Cole Frilling, and Austin Reithman are the batters here for Coldwater. Coldwater down to their last three innings here, trailing 3-1. And I'll tell you, you get Nick Tweitsa going, that's tough to come back on him.
Perry Hall just said he remembers swimming when he was a little guy, and your son was a swimmer, and they really looked up to him, and he was like the Mark Spitz back then to these little guys. So
I'll tell my son that.
Absolutely.
He'll blush about that. Yeah, Kyle was a good swimmer. He was a sprint man. He couldn't go long distances.
Yep.
In fact, here's a ball hit to the short. Oh, it's off the mitt of Nick Tweitsa. Picked up. Oh, it's thrown away. I think that's a base hit, don't you?
Yeah, slow roller. Riley made a nice play on it, but made a wild throw. It was a tough play, slow roller and base hit.
In our book, it's going to be anyway. That'll bring up Cole Frilling.
Next batter for Cole Waters. Number 14, the pitcher.
Yeah, my son was a sprinter, so he didn't. He quickly died after, you know, a couple of laps down the pool, and he saved some kid's life as a lifeguard in Nashville when he was working down there one summer, and his Wabash coach says, well, it's a good thing it wasn't a few more feet further. He wouldn't have been able to get him. Here's a bunt attempt. Missed. And
oh, he got
is he out? Oh, he's safe at first. It was either a missed bunt or a foul, one or the other. I didn't see what the umpire indicated, but it's a strike. And almost got the runner off of first who was anticipating the bunt.
Yeah, Cole missed a bunt. Cole Frilling, number 9 hitter, missed the bunt. Indian put a Cody fired it down there, and the swipe take just missed him.
There's a nice bunt to the third baseman, Riley Post. Goes to first for the out.
Got him. Wow.
Wow, just barely, because the throw drew Reese Rogers off the bag, and he came down, the umpire said, right before the runner went by. So that's a sacrifice for Cole Frilling.
Yeah, good play by Riley. You know, he threw the last one in the dirt, and the runner got through. And this one, he said, I ain't going to throw in dirt and throw it high. But good job, Reese, catching it and landing on the bag. Get the out. Top of the order. Big inning.
Jake Harding's at second base. Your batter here now is Austin Reithman. He scored the only run for the Cavs back in the first inning when he was hit by a pitch and ended up coming around and scoring.
JV's take a 4-1 lead now.
We have a 3-1 score here. We're in the top of the fifth inning. How many hits we got here? Coldwater has a total of... That was their first hit a moment ago, if that truly was. No, I'm wrong. They had the one back in the first.
Yeah.
So two hits for Coldwater. One run, two hits. The Indians have three runs, and we have a total of, let's see, three hits. Not much on the hitting end tonight, which we... thought that was probably going to be the case.
You got a pinch runner coming in at second base. Peyton Goodwin takes over. Peyton, who is the son of the athletic director, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
He is a pinch runner at second base for Coach Brian Harleman, Cavaliers.
Eric Goodwin, one of the fine ADs in the MAC conference. One that misses for a ball. He's always very helpful to us. We appreciate him very much.
Yeah, they have a beautiful facility over there at Coldwater. Football field and baseball and high school gym. Their high school gym, I just love it. I think that's nice. How every high school gym should be built.
Fan-friendly, media-friendly. 3-1 score. Coldwater with a runner at second base and one out here in the top of the fifth. Once again, your batter here is Austin Reithman. Count on him as one ball, no strikes. He's kind of slowing down here.
Yes, yeah. Well, we don't have Reds baseball tonight. We don't have any Pacers, so.
Nope, we can take as long as we want to here. Here's a smash past Riley Post. Base hit. That might score a run. They're going to hold him at third, trailing 3-1. They don't want to take any chances. And with only one out. So give Austin Reithman a single. That was a smash past our shortstop, Mr. Ben Homan. And going to third was Jake Hardings. They decided to hold him at third base.
Yeah, got him on the corners. Now the speedy guy first and Reithman and Sam Brewing. Their catalyst.
Got your big bats coming up here. 2, 3, and 4 are the next hitters.
We'll give up a run for an out here, I would think. But you got to think he's going to be running.
There's a smash caught by the third baseman. A double play!
Oh.
A double play because Riley Post, as he caught the ball, tagged the bag, and the runner had not gotten back to third yet. How about that?
What a heads-up play by Riley. It's one of those... couldn't have been a better hit. Right for Fort Recovery, man.
Sam Brewing, well-hit ball right at Riley Post, right over the third base bag. Riley Post caught the ball right at the bag and then stepped on the bag because the runner at third, Jake Hardings, had not gotten back to third yet, and that's a double play.
Wow.
What a play. So we finished the top of the fifth inning. The Indians get out of a jam. It's Fort Recovery leading the Coldwater Cavaliers 3-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 6th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer this vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccines are covered at 100% by insurance without charging any type of copay or deductible. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease, with intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver, Bob Stogler back at Fort Recovery. Well, you need a little luck once in a while, and that was what I would call a lot of luck for us there, right there on that play.
I would say you're exactly right. You look how this game's went. And Indians scored two runs on a strikeout and then a huge double play at the end. And top of the
line drive, yeah. Double play. Here's Will Holman, first batter for the Indians here. Time is called. So far today, Will has walked twice, and he scored a run. Scored in the second. Actually, the third. Curveball misses. So Will Holman, so far, Cole Frilling has had problems pitching to Will. There's a ball. Ball two.
Love to get this kid on base. He makes things happen. 24 makes things happen.
Again, our next radio game will be Tuesday when Fort Recovery. Are we at Minster or is it here?
It's at Minster, yep.
There's a swing and a drive to right, but the right fielder's there for the out.
Well hit
ball by Will. But he flies out to right field for the first out of the inning. Out there in right field for the Coldwater Cavaliers was Mitch Niekamp making that catch. That brings up Nick Twaits.
It wouldn't surprise me to see Twaitsy burn that old left fielder. They ain't very deep.
Twaits has the only homer of the year for the Indians. We are not a power-hitting team this year. There's a call strike on a curveball. Got the inside corner.
He's called that inside pitch, ain't he? All day long he's called that strike.
Twaits singled back in the third. He struck out in the first, so he's 1-for-2 today. Swinging right back to the pitcher. Frilling makes the play, and there's the out. 1-3, second outs. I'm going to bring up Ben Holman. Ben looking for his first hit today. Flight out to center in the first and struck out in the third. He came in hitting .315, which was the second best average on the team. Cade Wendell came in at .318.
Second on team in RBIs with 17 behind Twaitsy's 19.
Ball one is the call. Cole Frilling gets his sign from his catcher, Hardings. Fastball strike. Well, that looked a little on the outside to me. 1-1 one strike.
Oh, good catch.
Oh, my.
I kind of got the catbird seat. I ain't got to worry about the sun. You're kind of getting blinded right now.
I know why you're sitting over there now. Yeah, I need my shades. There's a swing on a curveball fouled off the right side. So do you have your Class A CDL license? You drive,
I do.
You drive
a
truck?
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh, okay. Down the road we go. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Strike three has been home, and watched that one go by, and it was a very quick inning for Cole Frilling. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We are at the end of five. Indians still leading, but not by much. 3-1 over Coldwater.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Fort Recovery, we move to the sixth inning now. Indians leading 3-1. Nick Tweets on the mound for Fort Recovery. Every Tuesday game for us has been away, and every Thursday game has been home. Is there some kind of a system where they decide this team's going to be home on Tuesday and this team's going to be away on Tuesday?
They know best smart enough to figure that out. It ain't Don Kemper, I'll tell you that. The commissioner of the league.
Well, I just know every Tuesday we seem to be away, and every Thursday we're at home.
6 outs away, Rob. Nick's still throwing it hard. And this is a big inning, 3-4-5 for the Cavaliers. Get that first guy, keep him off the base.
Down to two at-bats here for Coldwater. There's a, oh, my. I'm sorry, that looked outside to me.
It looks like he's opening the strike zone up, Blue. I thought the same thing.
Strike one. Jake winning the batter. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. That's a good pitch. 0-2 count to Mr. Jake Winning. Jake is 0-2 today. Grounded one to the first baseman, Reese Rogers, back in the last at-bat. There's a smash to Mr. Cade Wendell at shortstop. Here's the throw.
Yeah.
He got the out there.
Jake's a heck of an athlete for the Cavaliers as well. You know, he, on football, wide receiver, he burned us a couple times with long touchdown passes. And again, the tournament game in basketball, he had 4 3-pointers in the first half. So, 3-point star for the Cavs, and he's only a sophomore.
Nate Grundon steps up now.
He might be a junior. I should look at that.
One of misses for a ball. Again, your infield for Fort Recovery. I think I mistakenly said Ben Homan was at short earlier, and I apologize for that. But it's Reese Rogers at first, Ben Homan's at second. Cade Wendell's at shortstop, and Riley Post at third. There's a curveball that misses for a ball. Out in left, you say who's out in left?
Cassius Metzger's in left, Willie's in center, Ethan Shane out in right field.
Of course, Cody Shinneberry behind the plate, and Nick Tweets on the mound. Smash, right center, is going to be in there for a hit. Got back past Will Homan. That's going to be at least a double, maybe a triple. Here comes the throw in. A triple. Yep, not going to get him. A triple for Nate Grundon. He smashed that baby.
He did. He hit a rocket, one hopper off the fence. Willie fell down going to go get it, and he slipped out in the outfield. And I think he could have held him to double, but Willie fell down. It's a triple. One out. Grundon's hit the ball hard as at bats.
2-for-3 today. They only have 3 hits, I think. So they have 4 hits now. He's got 2 of them. This is Jack Mullenkamp, and a call strike. Mullenkamp's the number 5 hitter in the order. He walked last time up, ended up being stranded at second base. Struck out back in the first. So officially 0-for-1.
Harley didn't like that strike call. I thought it was low, too, but we'll take it.
Curveball, strike. Again, your batter here, Jack Mullenkamp, center fielder. Alex Worms, the DH, is on deck here for Coldwater. This kind of has to be their inning, really. You would like to think it does, because they've got the bottom of the order coming up in the seventh, and not that they can't get it done, but normally that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. This is a huge inning, and the runner at third with one out for the Cavs. And Mullenkamp up in a 1-0-2 pitch for Nick Tweets.
Here it comes. And it's to Ben Homan at second. makes the play. Here's the throw. They get him? Yes.
Run just scores.
Barely. Well, Ben had a little trouble coming up with that, but he finally did and threw over to Reese Rogers for the out. That does bring home a run, so give Jack Mollenkamp an RBI on the ground out.
Good job, Ben. He stuck with it. He smothered it. It was hit hard. It was a one-hopper to him. He smothered it, knocked it down. Couldn't grab the handle, but finally did, and bang, bang at first. Indians will take the out, give up the run. Two outs now, top of six.
And that empties the bases also.
Your batter for Coldwater.
3-2, though. Coldwater back to within a run. Alex Worms is your batter.
Okay, we got a pinch hitter, Rob. Looks like I'll get that name for you.
Okay. Here's Nick Twait's pitch. Swinging a foul back. Number 7 is the pinch hitter.
Number 7 is Seth Miller, pinch hitting.
Seth Miller. Okay, I'll put his name down here. Next pitch. Ooh, misses low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Nick Twaits has gone all the way today for the Indians. Pitched a pretty decent game with not too many pitches. Inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. That misses for a ball. 3-1 now. Yeah, streaming's kind of neat. It keeps us in touch with people all around the world. I had one parent listening from China one night.
Ain't that awesome? Really is.
That misses for a ball. Base on balls. That's not good. As walking was Seth Miller. That will bring up Brad Geyer.
Next batter for Coldwater. The right fielder, number 22.
He is 0 for 2. Okay, now Calpe said Gear. So
see what I'm talking about.
So we'll say Brad Gear. There's a strike. Watch that one go by. Two outs here. We are in the top of the sixth inning. Coldwater trailing by one run, but they have the tying run now on at first base.
He's going to be going here.
Throw back to first, and he's back in safely. Your batter, Brad Geyer, and then Jake Hardings is next, and then Cole Frilling. Those are the next three guys on the batting order. And there's a base hit up the middle. That's going to put runners at first and second. As Brad Gear singles up the middle. Runners at first and second with two outs.
Time is called, and Jerry's going to go out and talk to his right-hander. It'll be interesting to see what happens here.
Timeout as Coach Kalp goes out to the mound. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Well, he's going to stay on the mound. Nick Twait stays in there. So we're set to go. The batter now is your catcher, Jake Hardings.
The catcher, number 20, Jacob Hardings.
Singled back in the fifth inning and grounded out in the first, so he's 1-for-2. Curveball. Inside corner for strike one.
To say this would be a huge at-bat, understatement, Mr. Weaver?
It's a huge at-bat. Big one here, big out. Call strike two. Okay. Now Twaits has got him 0-2 now. You don't want to do anything silly here.
Two good curveballs. Knock it down, infield. Let's make them get two hits to tie this baby up.
See what Nick's going to do here. That's low for a ball. Runners going to third, and Cody Shinneberry. Now what? We got a bit of discussion here now. The batter kind of got in the way of Cody. I don't know.
They're going to make him go back. They call it interference?
Yeah. They said the batter got in the way of Cody Shinneberry's throw to third base, and so they've ruled the batter out. Oh, my. That was a huge call.
Wow.
The ball got away from Cody Shinneberry. He went to throw to third as the runner was going. And Jake Harding's kind of got in the way.
Well, he just kind of followed him.
Yeah, he didn't really mean to. He didn't really do it deliberately, I don't think.
It didn't look like it, but we'll take it.
But the umpire ruled interference, and they gave the out, called the out, and Indians get out of the jam. How about that? One run on a total of two base hits. There were no errors, and we ended up with, two left on base. We're at the end of, at the middle of the sixth inning. And Fort Recovery only has one more at-bat to get out of, and that is the top of the seventh for Coldwater. But the Indians would love to come up with an insurance run here. We'll see if they can get it. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good, sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boy, some controversial calls in this game today.
And it seems like we've got most of them going in our way.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Well, hey, you know, sometimes you have those kind of days, and we had the double play where the Coldwater batter lined the ball right at our third baseman, Riley Post, and all he had to do was stand there and step on the bag to get a double play when they were having a rally going that inning.
That's right. Let's get a run here for insurance. What do you think? Big Reese lead us off of the hit?
Well, we'll find out. Reese Rogers is the first batter here, followed by Cody Shinneberry and Joe Homan. Reese walked and scored and hit one back to the pitcher. He's 0 for 1. Slow roller. This might be a hit. Third baseman picks it up. He got him, I think, at first.
Nice play by everybody involved there.
Nice job by the third baseman for Coldwater, Nate Grundon, as he picked that ball up on the run and fired down to his first baseman, Austin Reithman, for the out. So Reese Rogers is retired 5-3. One away, and that brings up Cody Shinneberry. Cody had a sacrifice back in the second, and he struck out in the third. We do remind you, if you haven't discovered yet, on your smartphones, all you have to do to listen to the broadcast on your smartphone is go to WPGWradio.com and then tap on Listen Live. That's WPGWradio.com on your screen, and then tap on Listen Live on your smartphone. Or sometimes, I hesitate to tell you the TuneIn app's there. The TuneIn app is there for the AM. Something's wrong with the FM. We're trying to get that repaired. That's a ball. What is it now?
So the TuneIn app, can you listen to, like, the Reds on the TuneIn app?
I tried the other night and I couldn't find it.
I couldn't either. I looked for it and I didn't know if they would.
And we are not allowed to stream them on the radio. They will not let us.
Oh, they won't
stream them on the radio. There's a call strike. Yeah, I had a listener text me from Michigan the other day. He says, "Hey, I can't hear the Reds on the streaming." And I said, "Well, that's because we can't stream them. They won't let us. Major League Baseball will not let us for some reason." Now, the Colts, they let us stream the Colts. The Pacers won't let us stream the Pacers.
Yeah. You can just do it and not tell anybody.
Yeah.
Usually works out good.
Yeah. There's a swing and a foul off the left. Again, your batter here, by the way, if I failed to mention, is Cody Shinneberry. Well, I think I mentioned it. I don't know what the count is. We've lost track, but I think it's like maybe 2-2.
Well, we got a little scoreboard issues out there, and it looks like they're trying to get it fixed or working on it, but we know the score's 3-2.
Check swing, and they're going to call that a strike. Strikeout. Cody Shinneberry goes down for the second out. That'll bring up Joe Homan. Joe has grounded out twice today, to the shortstop once and to the first baseman the second time. 0 for 2. He came in with a .214 batting average. He is DHing today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Off the catcher's mast or off the umpire's mast, one or the other.
Big NFL draft tonight, Rob. Will you, is PG-14 covering that?
We are not. We'll see what happens, though. We're going to report on the results in the morning.
Brown's keeping her tucked in here. They haven't let anybody out yet.
There's the next pitch. Swing and a foul. Who's going to be the first pick?
Well, I thought it would be Darnold, but now it sounds like it could be Mayfield. Could be. It's going to be one of those two. I really do think it'll be Mayfield or Darnold.
Here's the next pitch. Curveball, strike
nice
three.
Curve. Got, hey, we need three outs, partner.
Got Joe looking. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. A 1-2-3 inning for Cole Frilling, who's pitched a very nice game. But he trails 3-2, Fort Recovery leading the Coldwater Cavaliers. One more half inning to go, and then we can start celebrating. So we'll be back in a moment.
Reese's pitch.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Well, Coach Kalp's going to make a change here, Bob.
Yeah, he's bringing in his senior right-hander, Reese Rogers. Reese has been tremendous this year, and he closed the game against Parkway. And he's going to try and close it here for the Indians. It looks like Ian Holmes is going to go over and play first base for Coach Kalp. And Twaitzy will stay in the lineup. He goes out in left field. Ethan will stay in right, and Cassius Metzger will go to the bench for Fort Recovery. Jerry Kalp needing three outs.
Well, they got some pretty good sticks coming up here, 9-1-2, and they only need one run. So Reese Rogers on the mound for the Indians here in relief of Nick Twaits. That's a tough decision to do that.
It is. I'm sure Twaitsy's close to 100 pitches. More than he's thrown in any game this year, I would suggest. And you know they hit him hard the last inning, Ron.
Yes, they did.
They got good looks at him.
The Indians are really fortunate to be leading here 3-2. We got two runs, kind of gift runs, really. When we had a strikeout back in the, what inning was that?
That was
back in the second inning when Riley Post struck out, and we ended up with two runs off the deal because the catcher and the first baseman on the peg. There was a collision between Riley Post and the first baseman, and the ball went flying, and Indians got two runs out of the deal. There's a curveball. Looked pretty good to me. Ball one. Here's the next pitch from Reese. That misses for a ball. Boy, that was pretty close, too.
Yeah.
Reese, definitely a different velocity here. Sometimes fools the batters. Fastball misses for ball three. You do not want to walk the opposing pitcher here, Cole Frilling. There's a call strike on that pitch on the outside corner. Three balls and a strike to Cole Frilling now. Come on, Reese. Get one more strike here. And there it is. Yep. Strike two.
Come on, kid.
So Frilling was just, he was looking there all the way.
He
knows we need a base runner. So now we got 3-2 count. Here we go. There's a swing, a ground ball to our second baseman, Ben Homan. He picks it up. Goes over to Ian Homan, and there's the out.
What a great job, Reese Rogers. Come in 3-0, throws three strikes, gets a ground ball to second. Two outs away, Rob.
That was a slow roller, too, to Ben Homan at second base. Did a nice job of the pickup and hummed it over to Ian Homan to get the out, and Cole Frilling is retired. So the top of the order comes up now. Austin Reithman and Sam Roaring are the next two batters. They have two outs at least. They'll have two batters at least. There's a ball. Boy, that looked awful good.
Yeah, he's just missing it.
Well, I don't get it. Reese Rogers, one ball, no strikes. That's outside for a ball. That's definitely a ball. Two balls and no strikes.
Taken all the way here.
Here comes the next pitch. Call strike. Two balls and one strike. He might take again. I don't know. You got a pretty good hitter here. Your leadoff guy, Austin Reithman. Here comes the pitch. Ball three. Three and one. Let's see if he's going to be taken here. Reese Rogers on the mound. Ball four. There's your tying run at first base.
Good wheels on base pass.
Austin Reithman, that brings up Sam Broering. Broering struck out in the first inning, was hit by a pitch in the third, and he lined out to third baseman Riley Post into a double play in the fifth inning.
Reese has a good move to first. Ian, be ready over there.
Runner at first, one out. Call strike. Nice pitch by Reese Rogers there.
Reese is an old veteran, Rob, and he'll throw that curveball all day long. I look for him to keep throwing the curveball. There goes.
There's a swing and a foul off the left side, and Reese Rogers is out in front of the batter, Sam Broering, 0-2 now, with a runner at first base, that being the tying run down at first in the form of Austin Reithman. Now to throw over to first, and Reithman just standing on the bag. Reithman kind of shrugs his shoulder and says, "What did you throw over here for? I'm just standing here." There's a swing and a foul off the right side, out of play.
Out of balls. Throw in that mush ball. That's what I do. Fort Recovery side.
Got any score on the St. Henry game?
I got nothing. Twitter's dead tonight.
Reese Rogers on the mound for the Indians here. Fort Recovery trying to close this game out, leading 3-2 in the top of the seventh against Coldwater. Coldwater does have the tying run on, though, with one out. 0-2 count. There's a swing and a drive to left. Twaits is there for the out.
Yes, sir.
Two away. Well hit ball, but Nick was there to grab it home, and we've got two down.
Good job, Reese. Bob, throwing strikes, make them hit it out of them. The runner was gone. He was at second, but hit it right on the button right at Nick Twaits. Two outs.
That brings up the last hope for Coldwater, Jake Winning. I mean, you're getting into some pretty good hitters here. He's number three in the order, and he is overdue. He's 0-3 today.
Come on, kid.
Reese Rogers trying to close the door. Gets his sign from Cody Shinneberry. High for a ball. Ian Homan is down at first base. Ben Homan's at second. Cade Wendell's over at shortstop. Riley Post at third. Nick Twaits is out in left. Will Homan is in center. Ethan Shane is in right. There's a swing and a ball hit into right center. Falls for a base hit. Runner's going to go to third. And he's in there. Tying run is on at third base with the cleanup batter coming up. Oh, my.
Little flare. Willie was on his horse, but he couldn't get to it. Got him on the corners, two outs.
Little flare into right center between Will Homan and Ethan Shane. There's no way Will could get to it. And that puts runners on the corners now at first and third with two out. Indians leading 3-2, and Coldwater on the verge of tying this game up. They send Nate Grundon, who's been a pain.
Yes, he has.
He tripled last time, and he singled and drove in a run in the first inning.
Good wheels over at first. You got to think that he's going to go to get in scoring position. Try to.
Curveball is called strike.
Good job, Reese.
Reese Rogers trying to get out of a jam here. Runners at the corners. Coldwater trying to stay alive by scoring at least a run. Pitch. Oh, my goodness.
Good curve, Reese.
Ball one. And Grundon was claiming that it hit his sleeve. I don't know if you saw that or not.
No, I didn't.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Outside, it got by the catcher. Here comes the tying run. And down to third, and Coldwater has the go-ahead run at third base. We've got a tie game. 3-3. Wild pitch brings home the tying run. And Grundon is still at the plate, and now the go-ahead run is at third base. Coach Jerry Kaup, brief conference, just gives Reese Rogers some encouragement. Reese stays on the mound. That's a two balls and one strike, I think, count. Says 1-1. Maybe it is 1-1. No, I think it's 2-1. Yeah, 2-1. Two balls, one strike to the batter here.
Knock her down, Cody. Make him earn it.
Here comes the next pitch from Reese Rogers. There's a swing and a out to Ben Homan. Backing up at second base in the shallow right field for the out. Oh, my goodness.
There's another flare shot. That one Benny got back to.
That had got over Ben. It'd have been a base hit. So we got a tie game. 3-3. How about that? One run on a total of one base hit. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base at third base. We're at the middle of the seventh inning. Coldwater 3, Fort Recovery, a chance to win. Indians coming up in the bottom of the seventh.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, this takes the opportunity away for Nick Twaits to be the winning pitcher. Reese Rogers could be the winning pitcher if we get a run here. It'll be number 8, 9, and 1 coming to the plate here for Fort Recovery. Ethan Shane, Riley Post, and Cade Wendell. We need one run to win this game. Here's the pitch from Cole Frilling, and it misses for a ball. Looked pretty good. One ball, no strikes.
Well, let's get around here and win this thing.
Ethan Shane walked and scored in the second. We'd love him, love to see him walk here and score. Game would be over. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. There's
yes,
a base hit into center field. Base hit for Ethan Shane, a big one, as we have the winning run at first base now. Indians doing their, what would you call that?
It's kind of like what the Atlanta Braves do, the chop. Is that what they call it, the chop?
I was just going to say they better be careful. The Native Americans will be on them.
Come on, Riley.
I'm just wondering how long the St. Henry Redskins can hang on to their name. That misses for a ball.
It's a definite bunt situation by your number nine hitter, Riley Post.
Runner at first base and Ethan Shane, a smash base hit to center field. Nobody out. Riley Post with a one ball, no strike counts. And after Riley, we got the top of the order coming up here. Call strike on the outside corner on the fastball. Cole Frilling has gone all the way for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Nick Twaits pitched the first six for the Indians, and Reese Rogers the seventh. Frilling gets the sign from his catcher. Here's the pitch. Bunt.
Good job.
And there's going to be a throw to second. And
he's safe.
The ball popped loose. He's safe at second. Actually, I thought that was a pretty good play by Cole Frilling. I thought he had him at second base.
Yep, I agree with you.
And the ball popped loose on the collision between Ethan Shane and the second baseman, and that puts runners at first and second with nobody out.
You absolutely cannot bunt Cade here. You got to let him swing. That runner at first don't mean nothing. It's a runner at second in scoring position. I think Cade's got to swing away here.
Now we got a conference on the mound. We're going to have a pitching change. Coldwater's talking it over. Okay, so what do you rule that? Do you rule as a fielder's choice?
Yeah, fielder's choice. Everybody's safe.
And again, Cade Wendell's the batter. Cade singled in the second. He struck out in the first and popped up to the third baseman in the fourth. So he is 1-for-3 on the day today.
Jerry loves to play small ball. And this is I know he wants the game at third with one out, but man, this kid can hit the ball. I'm letting him swing. What do you think?
I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
Cade's had good looks. He ripped a base hit last, I think, the fourth inning.
Second inning?
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go. Cade Wendell batting from the left side, stepping in against right-hander Cole Frilling of Coldwater. Tie game 3-3.
Pickoff play, nobody moving.
Throw goes back to second. Coldwater was trying to draw the Indians off the bag there, and Ethan Shane at second didn't work. Here we go with the next pitch.
What a game we got here. Come on, Indians.
Indians a chance to win this game right here. Once again, the pitcher steps off the rubber.
Now the third baseman goes back. I think they were just trying to play with Cade's head a little bit, maybe. Come on, 1-4. Come on, kid.
And here comes the bunt. He pulls it back for... Is that a ball or is that a...
Yep. Strike.
Umpire called it a ball, but the base umpire said no. He offered it that, which he did, and that's a strike.
Come on, Jerry, let him swing.
What's Coldwater going to do now in the field here? They were rushing their third baseman there and then sending the shortstop over to cover third base bag, anticipating the bunt. They're going to do the same thing here, and he misses the bunt there. Doggone it. 0-2. Boy, well, I sure hate to come away with nothing here.
Yeah, absolutely.
No outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Runners at first and second. Cade Wendell at the plate, but he has an 0-2 count on him now. Went for two bunts and missed both of them. That misses for a ball. He watched that one go into the catcher's mitt.
He ain't bunting now. Come on, 14. Come on, kid.
No. Trying to battle here for a base hit. Hopefully the winning hit. Again, we got the top of the order here with nobody out. Here's the next pitch from Cole Frilling. There's a swing.
Yes, sir.
Base hit down the right field line, and it's over.
Yes, sir. That's why you let him hit.
Ethan Shane scores, and the Indians have won the game, and they rush to Cade Wendell. And mob Cade Wendell down between second and third base.
Wow.
RBI single for Cade Wendell. The game is over. Fort Recovery has won 4-3. Driving in Ethan Shane with the winning run.
Oh, don't get no better than that, partner.
That was a smash down the right field line.
I love it.
I'm going to go ahead and give him a double. I think that would have been a double.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And gets an RBI, of course. So we'll wrap it up in a moment, folks. We'll be back. The Indians win here 4-3 in a huge back game at Fort Recovery over the Coldwater Cavaliers. We'll return right after this. I guess we'll just stay right here, partner.
Might as well, huh? Well, it was some game. I mean, this game had everything.
It sure did. We had four runs on a total of four base hits. So I'm going to make sure I'm right here. We had a hit in the second, a hit in the third, and we got two hits here in this inning. So four runs on four hits for Fort Recovery. Coldwater Cavaliers ended up with three runs. They had a total of, looking again, they had a total of three, five, six hits for the Cavaliers. So they out-hit us 6-4, but we outrun them 4-3.
Yeah, Cade Wendell, you know, Rob, you know, Nick Twaits is probably the MVP of the MAC, but the best hitter on this team is 14. And when he's up in a situation like that, even with two strikes, he doesn't get scared. He doesn't feel like he's going to strike. He's a contact hitter, and he's a senior, and he's a leader, and he loved that situation, and it just showed what he did right there. Takes a 1-2 pitch and rips it into right field, and the Fort Recovery Indians improved to 6-1 in the league, Rob, and huge step towards our first ever MAC championship.
We got Minster and New Knoxville left next week. We'll have both those games here on the radio. No errors for the Indians today.
Absolutely.
Four runs on four hits, no errors. Three runs, six hits, one error for the Cavaliers. A well-played game by both teams.
Absolutely. And it's about what you expect with two programs like this and two really good teams. And, yeah, we're just happy to get out here with a W. And first time we beat Coldwater at Fort Recovery since 1981.
Wow.
That's a span of, what, 37 years? We're just, I think we'll be able to get them smiles off them boys' faces for a while.
No, that's for sure. I'll run down the batting stats for Fort Recovery real quickly here. Cade Wendell had two hits today, and the last one, the game-winning RBI. He had a single and a double, so it went 2-for-4 today for Cade Wendell. Will Homan ended up on the day with no base hits, but he did walk twice, and he scored a run, so officially he was 0-for-1. It was Nick Twaits getting a single in the third inning. He was 1-for-3 on the day. Ben Homan was 0-for-3 on the day. Reese Rogers. Reese walked and scored in the second, but it did not get a hit. He was 0-for-2 other than that walk. Cody Shinneberry had a sacrifice and struck out twice, so he was 0-for-2. Joe Homan ended up being 0-for-3. Ethan Shane, wow, what a base hit there.
Absolutely.
In the seventh inning. Ended up scoring the winning run in the seventh inning, and that felt good for him, I know. He also walked and scored a run in the second inning, so he scored two of our four runs. He was 1-for-2 on the day. And Riley Post, Riley had a walk in the fourth inning and had a big strikeout in the second. We say that because on the play, the Indians ended up scoring two runs. That would have been the third out of the inning.
Yeah, it was just a huge play and a bang-banger over there at first, and we couldn't really tell. We're kind of hidden away from there, but the Indians scored one run, and the umpires got together, and they allowed Ethan Shane to come in for the second round of that play, and we really don't know yet until we talk to Jerry, find out what the ruling was on that, but we'll take it, Mr. Weaver.
Basically, it was two outs. Riley Post was at the plate. We had two runners on, and Riley swung at the third strike, missed it. The ball hit the plate, apparently, and bounced out in front of the plate. So Riley Post took off. The catcher for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Jake Hardings picked it up, threw down to his first baseman, and there was a collision. Actually, Riley Post and the first baseman colliding with the ball getting knocked out of the first baseman's glove, which gave a safe call for Riley Post, and then the ball went out of play and allowed another run. One run came in on the throw, the original throw to first base, and then a second run came in when the ball went out of play, and the umpire ruled that we could score from third base on that second run, and that gave us our first two runs of the game. Kind of cheapies, but hey, you know.
They don't matter how they draw them up, does it?
No, it does not.
Nope.
Four runs, four hits for the Indians, three runs, six hits for Coldwater. Fort Recovery's now 15-4 on the year, 6-1 in the MAC. Coldwater goes to 10-3 on the year. They are 5-2 in the MAC. So we're down to no more than two teams tied for the top spot. If St. Henry won tonight, they will be tied with Fort Recovery.
Yep, that's right. We got two more. We got Minster here Tuesday, Rob. That'll be a barn burn. We get to take a couple days off. Kids get to enjoy the prom, and we get to celebrate this win and come back at them Tuesday.
Did you want to run down the prom queen and king candidates, by the way?
I absolutely will, because
we did that completely.
Chelsea Rogers, thanks to her, to sent it in. Prom is,
tomorrow
night, Friday night, and Chelsea sent it in. The guy candidate, Cassius Metzger, Curtis Gruby, Kyle Timmerman, Andrew Stocker, and Cade Wendell. On the boys' side, Kaya Wendell, Claire Metzger, Sydney Dews, Lily Wurkamp, and Natalie Potcutter. And most of all, kids, stay safe on prom night. And everybody drive careful and have a good time.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob, thanks. Great win.
Absolutely, Rob. Thanks for having me, bud.
Congratulations to Coach Kalp. One of the biggest wins he's ever had, I'm sure.
I agree.
In regular season.
Yep.
We've had some great wins in tournament play, of course, back when we went to the finals in 2015 and 2016. But, wow, what a game it was. Again, Fort Recovery beating the Coldwater Cavaliers today. 4-3. Congratulations, Indians. And for my sidekick, Bob Stogler, for our studio producer, Eric Catterly, I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon from Fort Recovery.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball on WPGW Radio. Indians Baseball has been brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard and the sports department of WPGW Radio. WPGW, your Purple Pride Connection.